Hello friends, I'm Geetika Deepain and I'm very happy to be here to read one of the bestsellers of Harshita Shukla. Harshita is a respected leadership expert and speaker from India. She's known for inspiring individuals, teams, and organizations to unleash their true potential. With her unique approach and dynamic mentorship, she delivers visible and lasting results, empowering countless individuals to live fulfilling lives. Harshita is also a successful entrepreneur in real estate, wellness, and cosmetics. Her simple-to-imbibe methods, comprehensive resources, and engaging trainings equip people with essential knowledge and tools for lifelong success. Today, I'm going to read her book, No End to Greatness: Unlocking Your Potential for Success. Life means more. You just have to strive for it and you can achieve it. Pledge or Shapath. I pledge with utmost sincerity and commitment to wholeheartedly dedicate myself to reading this book. My ultimate aim is to achieve greatness in life, and I strongly believe that this book will guide me towards that path. I'm resolute in reading and comprehending every subject thoroughly explained in it. My intention is to apply the learnings from this book to my life, thereby making it great. With a sincere heart, I pray, O God, please aid me in my pursuit of greatness. Chapter 1. Self-analysis. Famous poet Ghalib wrote these beautiful lines. All through my life, Ghalib, I made the same mistake. The dust was on my face and I kept cleaning the mirror. If a person understands its real meaning, then he always keeps doing self-analysis. Often, we focus our attention on external things and forget ourselves. In fact, it is our inner self that drives and controls us. To rise to these heights, it's most important to find fault in ourself and improve it more than looking for the mistakes of others. All of us have a personality of our own, and that specialty becomes the identity of that person. He can be recognized because of his distinct personality, even in a crowd of millions of people. According to the law of nature, the appearance and physical structure is unique and it's different from another person. This uniqueness is not limited to the physical structure only, but caste, religion, rituals, way of life, speech, behavior, and thinking process. Nothing is identical. And even after being so different, the person proves wrong in analyzing oneself. Thus, self-analysis is the first step towards self-improvement. Chapter 2. How to Analyze Yourself. Self-analysis. Discovering Your True Potential. Each one of us comes into this world with a unique set of potential, strengths, and talents. It is essential to recognize that every individual has some special quality that sets them apart from others. However, we often get influenced by the people around us and we try to emulate them without considering if it aligns with our true selves. This approach is misguided and it can lead us astray. To discover your true potential, it is imperative to identify your comfort zone and what you genuinely enjoy doing. While you may be able to push yourself to perform in other areas, you will not excel or find fulfillment in them in the long run. The world offers an array of professions, and it is up to you to choose the one that resonates with you the most. Once you have found your calling, it's crucial to continuously motivate yourself and work on improving your shortcomings. Self-analysis requires a deep introspection of oneself, which may require meditation or deep concentration. Only then can you recognize your true self and unlock your full potential. For example, to understand the depth of water, you must immerse yourself in it to gauge its actual depth. Similarly, self-analysis is the process of getting to know yourself on a deeper level, discovering your strengths and weaknesses, and charting a path towards personal and professional growth. In conclusion, self-analysis is the first step towards unlocking your true potential. It requires you to reflect on your strengths and weaknesses, identify your passions and talents, and work towards realizing your dreams. So, take some time out to analyze yourself, and you will be amazed at what you discover. Thus, success is a journey that requires one to navigate the paths of discipline. Chapter 3. Feel great about yourself. Unlocking the power of the mind for success. In the pursuit of success, it is very common for individuals to face obstacles and difficulties that can test their resolve and strength. The power of the mind plays a crucial role in determining one's ability to overcome these challenges and ultimately achieve their goals. As the old saying goes, the losers of the mind are the losers. The winners of the mind are winners. This statement emphasizes the importance of cultivating a strong and resilient mind in order to succeed in life. However, many individuals falter on their journey towards success due to a loss of courage and a sense of inadequacy. They may become overwhelmed by negative thoughts and circumstances, causing them to doubt their own abilities and lose focus on their goals. It is important to recognize that the difficulty of a task is often relative to our perception of it. When circumstances are favorable, even the most daunting of the tasks can seem easy, while simple tasks can appear challenging when circumstances are not in our favor. A person with weak willpower may struggle with even the smallest of the tasks, while those with strong minds are capable of achieving the most difficult feats. The mind is a constantly evolving and unpredictable entity with numerous thoughts and ideas constantly flowing through it. Without proper control and guidance, the mind can easily become distracted by useless and unproductive thoughts, leading to stress and negative energy. To achieve success, it is crucial to first conquer the mind and cultivate positive thoughts and actions. Failure often arises from a fear of defeat, leading to a lack of effort and determination. It's important to approach challenges with a clear and focused mind, rather than succumbing to fear and anxiety. In today's era, greatness is estimated to be 70% of your success, and greatness is achieved through the power of the mind and the ability to overcome obstacles with positivity and determination. By focusing on good deeds and positive actions, one can cultivate greatness within themselves and ultimately achieve success in all their endeavors. And so, good deeds lead to greatness.